First today, we'll look at some omnivore structures of the reals. There are three, well, I'll go through three examples. First example is just, well, covered in talks by Didri. The first omnivore example structure over reals is just the field of real numbers. Pure field, so definable sets are so-called semi-algebraic sets. Second example is R sub n, so the field of real numbers expanded by all restricted analytic functions. And third example, we can also add exponentiation to R sub n, and the structure is still or minimal. So first, some relations between structure R sub n and sub-analytic sets. So we're going to give model theoretic definition of sub-analytic sets. So what are sub-analytic sets? Take any real analytic manifold A. So no any definability, we have manifold. And inside we have set X. Manifold has dimension A, n. Then X is called sub-analytic in A, inside A, if locally X is definable at A, at any point of A. Means take any point in A, then there is some open neighborhood around this point, and analytic bijection from this neighborhood to some neighborhood in Rn, so that image of X inside this neighborhood is definable in Rn. This part is definable. R sub n. So locally, X is definable, meaning after we use some isomorphism local with neighborhoods with R sub n. These are exactly sub-analytic subsets of real analytic manifolds. And some basic examples and things to be aware of in this case. So definability is only local. It means some, many sub-analytic sets are not definable. For example, graph of sine in R2. Locally, around any point, it is definable in R sub n. So it is sub-analytic. But the whole graph is not definable in R sub n. We have discrete family, infinite family of zeros. And also, sub-analytic means sub-analytic in some ambient set A. It depends on the ambient set A. If you look at the graph of X, sine of 1 over X, so we have this bad curve. It is not sub-analytic in R2. If you take 0, around 0, we can the set is not definable in any neighborhood. But if you throw away y-axis, so we look at R star cross R, so you don't have this axis, so there's no point to test for definability, the set becomes sub-analytic in R star cross R without axis. So to be sub-analytic is very sensitive to the ambient manifold. And relations, so one way, so we defined sub-analyticity using definability in R sub n, but it's also opposite direction. If you know sub-analytic sets in R n, we know sets definable in R sub n. So it's kind of easy claim. Take any x in R n. The set is going to be definable in R sub n if after mapping all R n into unit cube, this nice map that maps R n into unit cube, this set becomes sub-analytic, the image. And the reason is, well, set is maybe sub-analytic but not definable, because on the boundary, somehow, it behaves badly, like in this case. But we cannot test because our point, which behaves badly, is outside of our manifold. After we shrink on a compact set, like a unit cube, we can test everywhere. It's compact, covered by finitely many open sets, is definable in every open set, finitely many, the whole set is definable. This R sub n and sub nullity. And if you look at R sub x, exp, and R sub n, there is fundamental difference between these two O minimal structures. Namely, one is polynomially bounded, and second is not. So in general, O minimal structure, or O minimal expansion of the field of reals, is called polynomially bounded if every function at infinity is bounded by a polynomial, by some power function. So obviously, exp grows too fast to be bounded by a polynomial, so this structure is not polynomially bounded. It's possible to prove that R sub n is polynomially bounded, because all our functions, extra functions besides of polynomials, somehow in R sub n, behave nicely on compact set, so don't change much behavior at infinity. But it's not trivial. It must be proved. And this very nice result that actually the only reason structure is not polynomially bounded because of exp. So gross dichotomy, take any O minimal expansion of real closed field, or the field of reals, the structure, if it's not polynomially bounded, we must have exp. So exp is the only obstacle to be polynomially bounded structure. And proof is, well, it's, proof is quite elementary, except for one result by Rosenlicht. And this result requires working in so-called Hardy field, I know HR. So HR is the field of all of germs at class infinity of R definable functions. So we are looking at functions defined on infinite intervals, A to plus infinity, and, well, construct the field of germs, etc., etc. This kind of geometric construction of HR, but there is a very nice way to see these Hardy fields or germs of definable functions using standard model theoretical constructions. So example for how to see germs of definable functions at 0 plus. So germs at 0 plus means you look at functions defined on some small positive interval, 0 epsilon, where epsilon depends on the function. And we identify two such functions, they have the same germ, if they are equal on some for all small enough t. So let's take any expansion, O minimal expansion of a real closed field. And now take some elementary extension R prime. This is my field R. We have R prime, elementary extension. Well, the only requirement that you don't need even saturation, that R prime has R infinitesimal element. So it has element tau, which is positive, but less than all positive elements in R. So it's infinitesimal compared to the field R. So here's our tau. This is an unordered picture. On the line, we have our points in R. These are elements in R. And tau sits here, R infinitesimal. We can take definable closure. So all values of all zero definable functions on R and tau. It's R tau. By definable choice, R tau is the universe of some elementary extension R tau of, well, it is elementary, the universe of elementary substructure of R prime. So here's our R tau. R is elementary inside R prime, R tau elementary inside R prime. So we have that our R is elementary in R tau. This extension of our structure R by positive infinitesimal tau. And now, because it's DCL, definable closure, for every element in R tau, this element is a value of some definable function, R definable, in our original structure, computed at tau, definable closure R and tau. So each element A in R tau is the value of R definable function at infinitesimal element tau. And for any formula C of X we have in R tau, in this new structure, formula is true at element A if and only if in our original structure R we have C of alpha for all small enough t. So our structure R tau, definable closure of R plus infinitesimal, can be considered as the field of germs of R definable functions at 0 plus. You take R definable functions alpha and plug in infinitesimals, infinitesimal. It's the field of germs of definable functions at 0 plus. And exercise, if you take any subset in R tau, definable in R tau, is our R tau, is our R. We take set X, which is defined using elements from R tau. There is no apparent reason, a priori, that intersection with R, this part, can be defined using only elements from R and formulas from R. The trace of this set in R is definable. This is a property because we have tau. And definition is very easy. Basically, element belongs to form set if for all small t's we can replace alphas by t's. But this exercise. So traces of all sets defined externally in R tau, inside R, are actually R definable. You don't get any new sets. So it's very nice. We can work with infinitesimals to get new definable subsets, definable properties, but these definable sets are actually defined without using any infinitesimals. So we are allowed to use infinitesimals in constructions and in calculus. And this R tau, this special extension where all traces are definable, is just an example of nice extensions, so-called tame extensions. So R is going to be a minimal expansion of a field, even we don't need it. So we call, we have R, an elementary extension R tilde, and this extension is called tame if for every element in R tilde, the set of all X in R less than gamma is R definable. Basically, it means if you look at all R tilde definable sets on the line R tilde, intersect with R, take trace in R, this set is definable. It's called tame extension. So only for one-dimensional sets, traces are definable. So in R tau, you had all traces are definable. This extension is tame. Now, if you look at the field of real algebraic numbers, Q algebraic, real, only real, R algebraic. It's a real closed field. R is elementary extension, the field of real algebraic numbers. It's not tame. If you take element pi in R, the set of elements q's here less than pi, this set, will define cut instead of real algebraic numbers, but this cat doesn't have soup. Pi is not there. So we cannot define this set in this field. This extension is not tame, this example. So we get new definable sets on the line. If you're allowed to use external parameters, parameters from R, this trace is not definable. These are two examples. And because we just work with the line, it's not hard to see that any, if you take any expansion of the field of reals, then every proper elementary extension of R is tame. Because we just look at the order on the field of real numbers, on real numbers, it's Dedekind complete. If you take any subset of this form in the reals, it defines a cut on the reals, because this set is closed downwards. So this set will have least upper bound, soup, and it's going to be definable. So any extension of reals is tame because of a very nice property orders of reals. It's Dedekind complete. And the same as in the case of all minimal structures, if you have a tame extension, the requirement is traces of only sets defined on the line, one-dimensional, are definable. Actually, traces of all sets are definable in R. So if extension is tame, all traces of one-dimensional sets are definable. Then actually, for all dimensions, if you take set defined in R tilde, defined externally, is defined in this new extension R tilde, look at all R points in the set. The set is definable inside Rn. So again, working in tame extensions, we can do some constructions, get new sets, then look at R points, the set is going to be definable. It's a non-trivial theorem. It's called definability of types. It requires, like in the case of ominimality, proving uniform finiteness, induction on dimension, and analyzing sets defined in this structure. So once you have tame extension, if you take any element in R tilde, then all elements in R less than gamma, it's downward closed set, is definable by the definition of tameness. Every definable set in all minimal structure on the line has sup, supremum. So take supremum of this set. And supremum is computed in the field R. Because it's R to be the standard part of gamma. It denoted by standard part of gamma. Example. Let's look at the field of reals, R, and this extension by infinitesimal R tau. Let's take element here, 0 plus tau. If you look at set of all reals less than 0 plus tau, the set of R in R less than 0 plus tau, is exactly the interval negative infinity, comma, zero. Oops, and zero is included. So zero is sup of this set in the reals. So zero is standard part of zero plus tau. If you look at zero minus tau, the same set where R is less than zero minus tau, is going to be open interval. Zero. And again, zero is going to be standard part of zero minus tau. This idea of standard part map. Gamma defines cut in R. This cut has soup. It's standard part of gamma. And it's quite easy exercise. Well, first of all, this set can be empty if gamma is less than all elements of R, in this case, sup is minus infinity, or it can be greater than all elements in R. It can be extremely large element, non-standard positive infinite element. In this case, sup is going to plus infinity, because set is a whole real line, so standard part is going to plus infinity. There are finite elements, R finite and R infinite. So exercise, if standard part of gamma is element in R, so you actually have kind of proper cut, then the standard part is unique element in R, in our original field, that differs by from gamma by infinitesimal delta. There is no any other element from R you can squeeze between gamma and R. Such element is unique in tame extensions. So it's tame extensions, like extensions by infinitesimals, and standard part map allows us to replace limits by just computing standard part map. Let's take any R definable function from R to R. Let's go to R tau, elementary extension by infinitesimal, compute alpha at tau. This element is going to be in R tau, A. Take standard part of A, it's exactly the same as taking a limit of our original function at 0 plus. The standard part of alpha at infinitesimal is exactly as the limit of function at 0 plus. Standard parts of functions at infinitesimals are the same as taking limits. This idea is for function. The next step is to show that we can use the same trick to compute also limits of sets, not only functions. So we can compute standard parts of sets, and they're going to be Hausdorff limits of our sets. But first, one exercise. So from tameness, we have that for any R tilde definable set, the set of R points is going to be definable in R. Playing around, such a nice exercise, we can show if you have tame extension, take any R tilde definable set, let's say R bounded, so you don't get infinities. So it sits in, so X is bounded by some interval whose endpoints are in R. And now take the set of all standard parts of all elements in X. This set is going to be R definable subset. The formula that defines this set is actually may differ very much from the formula that defines X in our upper structure. For example, in the case, let's see, if you look at R tau, the set defined by formula X is less 0 minus tau, I call it set A, then A, standard part of A in R, if you look at all standard parts, we are going to get closed interval negative infinity 0. Because 0 is standard part of 0 minus tau. If you look at traces, then we get open interval. 0 is not there. So the big difference between taking R points in the set and taking standard part of elements in the set. But it's still, the set is going to be R definable, but formula defines the set is going to be different from original formula. Exercise. And now, let's look at Hausdorff limits for sets in Rn. So almost everything has nothing to do with O minimality, talking about Hausdorff limits. So first, this topology on compact subsets of Rn. It's called Hausdorff topology. To define topology, actually the best way is to define metric on the set of compact subsets of Rn. No definability, nothing. So if you have element in Rn and subset, we defined distance from x to y to be, as usual, infinitum from x to y for all y's and y's. How close there is a point in y for our x. If y is compact, then actually this infinitum is attended by some point in y. So if you look now at all compact subsets, we can define the so-called Hausdorff. Probably it's not Hausdorff. I'll call it Hausdorff distance on compact sets. So Hausdorff distance between two compact sets, x and y, is sup between distances from points in x to y and y to x. It's very easy to understand. So we have two compact sets, x and y, in Rn. The Hausdorff distance between x and y less than epsilon means for any point in x, there is point in y whose distance from x is less than epsilon, and the same for all points in y. Or in other words, distance less than epsilon, if you take like epsilon neighborhood of y, x is inside of this neighborhood, and vice versa. If you take epsilon neighborhood around x, y is covered by this epsilon neighborhood. So the distance between compact sets, it's not hard to see, it's actually going to be metric on the compact subsets of Rn. So all axioms for metric are very easy. The only unit triangle inequality, also quite elementary. So you have distance on all compact subsets. And now we look at this space of all compact subsets with respect to topology induced by the distance. So by H closure on this family inside compact subset, we denote topological closure with respect to the topology defined by the distance. So in usually, when we look at this so-called Hausdorff closure on sets, they can be very, very complicated objects. We can easily go up in dimension. If you look at, let's say, on the line, take sets x, n to be all points on 0, 1 whose denominator is n, then Hausdorff limit of this family will get the whole interval 0, 1. So dimension, in general, can go up when we take Hausdorff limits for compact sets. It doesn't happen in, we look only at sets definable in some or minimal structures, but first, definability of Hausdorff limits. So it's not clear a priori. If you take family of, definable family of sets defined in some or minimal structure, and they're all compact, take Hausdorff limits, why this set should be also definable in our original structure. For example, why Hausdorff limit of compact semi-algebraic sets is actually semi-algebraic. It's not so easy to show. So theorem, actually it is true. Take any or minimal expansion of the field of real numbers. Take any uniformly definable family of compact subsets of Rn. Suppose some compact set Y is in Hausdorff closure of this set C. Then actually, it is definable, Y in the same structure R. So proof, okay. So our family is uniformly definable. So it means it comes as a fibers of some definable set in M plus N. So our XA, this family, are just fibers above A in Rn. So now we go to sufficiently saturated with Aleph 1 saturated elementary extension of R. And now, because we're working over the reals, any elementary extension is tame, because reals is getting complete. And now, for any set defined in R, let's say for our X, by X tilde, we'll denote the same set as this R tilde in saturated extension, defined by the same formula as X in R. It's usual. We have set in R, it has definition, defined subset in R tilde. This is our family. Going in R tilde, of course, we get more points in Rn. We get new non-standard fibers in R tilde. So we get much more fibers in R tilde. So we want to show that if set is Hausdorff limit of sets from our definable family, it's also definable. Recall, because of tameness and one of previous exercises, if you apply standard part map to any R tilde definable set, it's going to be definable in R. So now, to show that Y is definable, we want to show that actually Y is standard part of some maybe non-standard fiber from our new family. It's exactly the claim. Compact set in Rn is in Hausdorff closure of this family C, if and only if this set is standard part of some maybe new fiber in X tilde. So all Hausdorff limits, the same as limits of functions, are just standard parts of sets in this tame extension. For claim 8.2, there is no any need for O-minimality, actually. It's just a kind of classical standard proof using non-standard analysis. It gives that in any structure of reals, it's going to be true. Any Hausdorff limit is actually standard part of maybe some new fiber, non-standard fiber. But definability of Y in the original structure is usually false. We need to use O-minimality to show that Y is actually definable in our original structure. So let's show claim 8.2. Y, every Hausdorff limit, can be obtained as a standard part of fiber, maybe non-standard fiber, fiber in new structure. So first, let's take Y, compact set. Let's assume this Y is in the Hausdorff closure of our family C. And now we are going to approximate Y by finite sets. So we have our compact set Y, and now for each K, we take finite subset YK inside. So the Hausdorff distance between Y and YK is at most 1 over k, and when we increase k, we increase our family. It's very easy. For example, we can take yk to be all rational points inside y whose denominator is k. So you take dense enough. Dense enough means you should have grid in y, and distance in two vertices in the grid is 1 over k. Then distance to all points in Y from the grid is at most 1 over K, and vice versa. We increase, well, okay. And then we just increase, adding more and more. Probably should be, denominator is at most K. Then we also get inclusion. So now y is going to be Hausdorff limits of this set yk. It's also Hausdorff limit of our family C. So let's look for each k, ck. So we are looking at sets in our family, actually, their parameters A. So the distance from yk to xA is at most 2 over k. Each ck is going to be non-empty. Y is the Hausdorff limit of our family. So for each k, there is element in the family whose distance to y is at most 1 over k. Use triangle inequality, this element is going to be in ck. Once k is increasing, actually family goes down, because we want to get sets closer and closer to our y. So we have basically chain of definable sets, and this is actually very easy to see. The set is definable. Yk is a finite set. Once you have finite set to say how the distance from definable set xA is most 2k is very, very simple. Cover yk by epsilon both and say my set must be there and vice versa. So each ck set of parameters is definable, non-empty, well, and they form decreasing family, this set of parameters. So we have countably many sets. By alpha 1 saturation of R tilde, we can find element alpha, but now in this non-standard extension, that belongs to all ck tilde. And ck tilde, again, it is set in R tilde, defined by the same formula as ck. So basically it says distance is at most 2k. So take this alpha. So alpha somehow satisfies all these conditions, because alpha belongs to all ck's. For all k's, alpha satisfies this condition. But because we are a non-standard extension, there are some infinitesimal elements, so it's possible to have such alpha. And now it's not so hard to show that actually y is going to be exactly a standard part of x alpha, because points in x alpha are going to be infinitesimally closed to points in y, because I live inside all ck's. So for each k, our set x alpha is going to be distance at most 1 over k from y. And so we have that our Hausdorff limit y is actually just a standard part of some fiber, maybe non-standard fiber. And opposite is also true. Take any beta in our elementary extension and look at the defined fiber, x beta tilde. Look at standard part. It does have to be compact. But if it is compact, then it's actually going to be in Hausdorff closure of our original family. So compact, so standard parts of fibers, if they are compact, they're exactly Hausdorff limits of a set. The same way as we showed for functions, limits are exactly standard parts, the same is true for Hausdorff limits of sets. Remark, so in the proof we used this R tilde, where R tilde was alpha 1 saturated extension, but this nice theory of these tame extensions is sufficient to look only at R tau, sufficient only to extend R by infinitesimal. So look at R tau, look at all such fibers defined in R tau, look at their standard parts, get exactly Hausdorff limits of our family. And even more is true, but it requires some extra work because we need to do this pairs of tame extensions theory. The whole family of Hausdorff limits is actually uniformly definable. Our proof showed that each Hausdorff limit separately is definable. But in fact, much more is true, namely, Again, all reals take uniformly definable family of compact subsets. Take all Hausdorff limits of this family. This family is going to be also uniformly definable. Not each fiber separately, but as the whole family. This one is harder to get at each one separately because about some uniformness of definition of Hausdorff limits. Remark, if you try to do it by hand, take any family like in semi-algebraic, which is not trivial enough, in trying to write as a definition of Hausdorff limits, it's very, very hard in general. And it all works, well, all done over the reals, just because notion of Hausdorff limits is not so clear how to define in any O-minimal structure. And I think I will stop here.